From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corey Flintoff. Israeli warplanes have struck targets in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, killing at least 9 Palestinians. The attack came hours after a Palestinian suicide bomber killed himself and 5 Israelis outside a crowded shopping mall. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Israeli F-16 jets pounded Palestinian security buildings in Nablus, Ramallah, and the Gaza Strip, reducing some structures to rubble. Rescue workers pulled body parts from the debris. Earlier, a 20-year-old Palestinian man blew himself up at the entrance to a mall in the coastal town of Netanya. A security guard had suspected the man and prevented him from entering the mall. The blast scorched the entire front of the building and left victims' bodies scattered on the pavement. The bomber was a member of the militant group Hamas, which claimed responsibility for the attack. Spokesman said it was retaliation for this week's killing of 5 Palestinian policemen. Israel has admitted that was a mistake, that the policemen had not been involved in fighting. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Netanya.
Former Attorney General Janet Reno said today that she's considering running for governor of Florida in 2002. Reno, a Democrat, was a Florida state prosecutor before spending 8 years as Attorney General in the Clinton administration. Reno says she'll probably decide whether to run by the end of the year. A run for governor could pit Reno against Governor Jeb Bush, the president's brother. Bush has said he'll decide next month whether to seek election to a second term. California's chief power regulator says in a published report that state investigators have uncovered evidence that a cartel of power companies has been creating artificial power shortages to drive up prices. Rachel Miro reports from member station KPCC.
In an interview with the LA Times, Loretta Lynch, president of the California Public Utilities Commission, claimed plants that do not need repairs are suddenly yanked offline when the state's electricity grid operators declare a Stage 1 alert, meaning reserves have dropped low enough to risk blackouts. Lynch wouldn't name names, but said she expects to launch some kind of legal action next month. Generators have consistently denied charges they're manipulating the power market and claim the breakdowns simply result when Korean War-era plants are run hard for months on end, as they have been during the power crisis. Whatever the case, the shutdowns are largely behind skyrocketing power prices. In December, a megawatt-hour cost $200. Last week, the going price was $1,900. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.
The jury in the embassy bombing trial has adjourned for the day without reaching a verdict. The panel will start its 8th day of deliberations when it reconvenes on Monday. Jurors must decide on more than 60 pages worth of charges against 4 men accused of taking part in the bombings of 2 U.S. embassies in Africa. In stocks, the Dow gained 53 points today. This is NPR News. A lawyer for Oklahoma bombing conspirator Terry Nichols says the FBI may have deliberately failed to turn over documents from the bombing investigation. Lawyer Michael Tiger questioned why FBI investigators failed to mention the documents on standard forms that would have been available to Nichols' defense. In a motion to the Supreme Court today, Tiger said he'd found at least 2 instances where the information found in the new files contradicted arguments by federal prosecutors. Tiger wants a new trial for Nichols, who's serving life in prison for his conviction in the 1995 bombing. Rain showers over the past couple of days have done little to ease the effects of a prolonged dry spell in the Northeast. Gene Dillard reports it's taking a toll on farmers in New Jersey.
Fruit and vegetable farmers have irrigation systems, so they're keeping their crops watered, but they're paying high prices for diesel fuel and electricity during the current energy crisis. The equipment is also costly, and irrigation is time-consuming. Farmers with field crops have even more problems because most don't have irrigation, and their crops aren't growing fast enough without rain. New Jersey Agriculture Secretary Art Brown says farmers from the Garden State are at a competitive disadvantage.
There's other areas of the country that you have to compete with, and they have good growing conditions and don't have the added expense that we do, but we have to compete with them price-wise, thus it puts our farmers in a bind.
Brown says if the dry spell continues, consumers will end up paying higher prices for fruits and vegetables this summer. For NPR News, I'm Gene Dillard in Trenton, New Jersey.
In stocks today, the NASDAQ Composite Index gained 5 points to finish at 2,198. The technology-heavy NASDAQ is up 91 points, or more than 4% for the week. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Washington.